Off the Ball Rugby.
This is a big opportunity now for him to silence a lot of critics going into the summer with a bit of a bounce in his step, going to the Irish Tour with some confidence built up, and you know, really grab that jersey.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah,
I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football, they just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12, I love playing 10, I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. Thank you for all the supporters, thank you for the team, thank you France. Merci la France, merci les baguettes, merci les croissants. Je vous aime, I love you.
Hello, happy Thursday, and since it's Thursday, it means there is a new episode of Word on the Street, where every week we take a trending sporting topic, something that has dominated the headlines, and we take it to the public to see what they think. Now, it was a very busy weekend of sports just gone, and we could have talked about so many things. But since we have a Cork woman on the panel, I felt it was only right that there'd be no other option than to talk about the Munster hurling final and those controversial penalties, to say the least. So here is episode 8, Penalty Shootdown. So, Rachel, how are you feeling?
Great, Eve. Thanks very much. How it could be anything else after that weekend is just, it was incredible, you know?
Like, yeah, I knew the answer to that question before I even asked it. And you may have noticed that Susanna is not in studio with us right now. She's off living a great life and making me look very bad for when I was in Spain not coming into the podcast. But Susanna, you're still with us.
No, to be fair, you did take annual leave. I'm not taking annual leave. I am working from abroad, as they do say. But yes, I am in quotes, exactly. I am in sunny España. It's absolutely stunning. I'm stuck inside doing this, but I won't hold it against you. But yeah, the land of paddle. Rachel, remember when we were talking to, was his name Alvaro?
Yeah.
The paddle week? Yeah, and he was saying like paddle's the second biggest sport in Spain. The first thing I saw when I flew over Malaga Airport or like flew into it was just paddle courts everywhere. So he wasn't lying. It's massive.
Oh, we'll have to do a follow-up ep. Go out there and get some content.
Yeah, if anyone wants to sponsor us to do a Word on the Street trip to Spain, I'm there.
Yeah, we need to make sure we don't fall behind, you know, we need to be up to date on our paddle.
Yeah, stay relevant.
So, yeah, I guess speaking of relevant, it feels like even though the hurling final was, what, Saturday?
Yeah.
People are still talking about it. It's not left any of the headlines. So obviously, Rachel, being from Cork, do you have a biased opinion on the fact that it was decided via penalties, or are you just happy to have won it?
Just happy to have won it. Like, I was one of those people that were probably writing us off unfairly after that big loss to Limerick 3 weeks ago. But it was incredible. You know, I didn't get to the game itself. I watched it out with my friends and full time, like I thought we were after losing it. And especially the start that Limerick got to the second half of extra time, I was like, we're done for here. But we just kept on clawing back. And it was one of those wins where it was just so dogged, you know. And I know there have been some people giving out about the quality of the hurling on display, that it might not have been great. Even better, you know, it's what you want to see. You want to see it scrappy. The referee, I loved it. You know, he did not blow that whistle in the first half. I know he probably was told at halftime maybe to calm it down a small bit, blow the whistle a bit. And it was just so free-flowing. Like, he wasn't giving anything. No wonder he went down with cramp. Like, you know, he was carrying the game in the first half, I think. It was just such a great occasion. But it would be easy to come in and say, yeah, penalties are great because we won, you know, but even I think it's probably so unfair on Limerick. Like, if it had gone the other way, which it so easily could have, I'd probably be saying penalties aren't the way to go. But I do have other experiences with penalties. My club, Kerry Toole, were relegated from Senior Hurling Championship in 2021. It was, I think, the first year they were brought in because of COVID. Like, the season was so condensed. And we were relegated from senior hurling on penalties. And even the opposition manager said afterwards, there's no way that should have gone to penalties. Because, like, there was no, fixtures weren't an issue. I mean, it was a relegation final. Like, they didn't have to go on and play a semi-final or anything provincial. They probably could have played the week or two after, I think. So, been on the winning and losing end of penalties. Did lose a penalty shootout once. I think it was like an under 15 county blitz, which is fair enough to let that go to penalties. You know, that's a decide on the day thing, but took one, missed one. So
I do.
Sounds like that's haunting you still.
It is.
I was just about to say, I love how these kind of big things that happen when you're like 14 years old, they still stick.
I had no business taking one though. I was a defender. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
I love when you see defenders take penalties. I feel like they're like, it's their moment to shine.
There was a, not to bring everything back to football / soccer, but there was a, I think it was a Europa League final that Manchester United were in, and they were taking penalties, both teams. And it got like, it was pretty well scoring. I think it got all the way down to the Man United goalkeeper had to take a penalty. David De Gea, he did not score. And sure, that's not his job. but yeah, what we did see this week, and the more people we talked to, is that whether it was Limerick or Cork people or neutrals, opinions were so starkly divided, and not just, you know, fans of the sport, but hurlers too. Like, Rachel, you chatted to a lot of people.
Yeah, I was at the launch of like the rest of the hurling championship on Tuesday in Offaly, and I asked even Porky and Lynch, like the Limerick captain, was very good to speak to me. I asked everyone their opinions on what they thought. So these are like the A captains of the teams left in the championship on their thoughts on penalties. Do you like penalty shootouts in hurling?
No.
Not a fan, no.
No.
Look, I suppose it's a great spectacle for spectators. No, I wouldn't step up and take one myself, I think. But no, look, I suppose it's a great way to win it, all right. But I suppose to be on the opposite side of it, all right, it's probably tough.
Never been involved in them. I'd say it's an experience, all right. But I'd probably be more in line that probably replay.
Ooh. I wouldn't want to be taking one myself, but we have a few lads that'll be able to. So, no, it's a tough way to lose a final. But then, I suppose with the condensed season, it's just hard to know the right answer.
Yeah, that condensed season is something that's been brought up a lot. Like, whether or not you would want to take a penalty, and most of those lads firmly no. It just seems like, especially for this fixture, there was no other option. But you do feel for, you know, the lads who missed. Like, you know yourself, it's such a difficult kind of a heartbreaking situation to be in.
Oh, well, I would never compare my penalty shootout to that, but even to watch, yeah. You know, as a neutral, obviously you want, well, I wasn't a neutral, but neutral people, they don't want the lads to miss. You're nearly hoping that the goalie makes a save, you know, because then the goalie's the hero rather than anyone missing. And like, it was almost good at the weekend in that, like, a good few people missed. You know, it wasn't just like that, it was down to one miss. But I don't know. Susanna, are you pro penalties or not? I'm still on the fence. Like, I can't decide.
I think it's so interesting the way everyone's talking about how it's a horrible way to lose. I'm kind of like, but sure, it's always horrible when you lose. Like, it would have been the same if in the last dying seconds of extra time, Cork had scored a goal, or like the ball had gone over and they'd won by one. Like, that also would have been a horrible way to lose. So for me, I'm just, I don't know, I can understand where they're coming from. And I think a lot of the talk around hurling has been how it's like, they never do that in the game. They never stand in front of a goal one-on-one and hit the ball in. So like, I understand from that perspective why they're finding this really difficult to come to terms with, but I don't see it as like this really awful way to lose or this really great way to win. I actually just think they're an incredibly exciting way to end a game. And it's funny because, like, you'll have to talk to me about replays because I think they're only a thing in the GAA. I don't know. I can't think of any other sport where you would replay a final because it's been a draw. It tends to always go to some sort of decider, does it?
What about football? I don't know.
So in football, soccer, or whatever we're calling it, most kind of knockout tournaments would go to a replay, or at least, you know, for example, in the FA Cup, it used to. But yeah, not for a final. Like, Susanna, that's a very good point. GAA, I do think, is probably quite unique in this. And maybe we're just used to it. And it's so, the idea of a penalty shootout like this is still so new. And I think I'm right in saying that this is the first time that something as big as a Munster hurling final has been decided on penalties.
Yeah, at inter-county level anyway, definitely, yeah.
And Perky and Lynch, I remember he said during the week that he actually didn't know during the game that it would end up going to penalties. It's. I don't think it's kind of ingrained in the GAA culture in this country yet to have...
Oh, not at all. Yeah. It's still a novelty. And like, it, what you say there, Susanna, like, it's interesting. GAA then is compared to like soccer and rugby, like it's an amateur sport. And I spoke to Patrick O'Donovan yesterday at the Women in Sport funding launch in Sport Ireland. He's the Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport. And he made an interesting point about the players being amateurs as opposed to their more well-paid soccer counterparts.
Well, look, it was a draw and it was a fabulous game. And I would agree with the president of the GAA. I think provincial finals and All-Ireland finals should not go to penalties. It was an absolutely unbelievable display. When you think that all these lads had to turn out for work the following day, unlike a lot of their contemporaries, who might be in another jurisdiction, earning millions, all these fellas had to go to work the following day and prepare themselves for another match. There was no losers on the day, and I think they should have left it at that. I think it should have gone to a replay, and I would hope in the future, and I know that Jarlett Byrne said this as well, provincial finals, particularly in Munster, there's something really special about Munster hurling, and there's particularly something special about it over the last number of years. Everybody that was there last weekend would have given their right arm to go to Páirc Uí Chaoimh next Saturday or Sunday to avenge that result. But sure, look, we might have an opportunity at some stage in the future.
We're getting really, we're moving up in the world. We're getting ministers now on Word on the Street. Yeah, he definitely raised an interesting point about this being an amateur game, and we're going to come to it later, but we got a lot of kind of comments relating to that. And you know what? We'll go to it now. There was a comment that we had on Instagram, and it was basically saying that, you know, since it's an amateur game, and I'll find the exact quote later. Oh, yeah, it's Dark on Instagram. He said, "If you think that penalties are fair for an amateur sport like GAA, you need a brain transplant."
Harsh, Dark.
Harsh.
He had some really colourful emojis as well. I remember reading that one. Shout out to Dara.
But it's interesting. And when we're bringing in as well what the minister there said about the split season, like I'm going to put my hands up and say I've not played Gaelic football in many, many, many years. So this is all pretty, I don't know much about the split season, but like Susanna, Rachel, what are your opinions on the fact that people say that we simply cannot have replays anymore, there is just no time for it?
Yeah, I think it's like this whole conversation on penalties has like reached a fork in the road. It's not simply, do you think it's penalties, yes or no? Okay, brilliant, we'll bring replays in next year. It's all dependent on the structure and the way the GAA has gone, which is a pity, but it's also just facts. Like the way we have the splits season now in the GAA, it means first half of the year, you have your inter-county and then you've got your club games, and those dates are set out at the start of the year. So as a club player, you know you're playing championship on the, whatever, 10th of August. It's not dependent on how your county team gets on. And for so many years, club and county players didn't have that concrete date. So like you can't plan a summer around that. And now they do. Obviously, it has its negatives in that maybe the county you're from, your team gets knocked out in May, which happens to majority of counties that aren't still involved, then you have to wait until August to play your club championship matches, but at least you have that guarantee of the dates when they're happening. Jarlett Burns spoke about it at that launch as well on Tuesday, that there is a possibility of moving the All-Ireland finals to the first and third weeks of August, and then you've got the conversation coming in of Croke Park is where you have it, and those weekends might be set up for concerts already. So he said definitely 2026 that can't happen because there's concerts already in there. You know, it's a commercial business as well, as opposed to like not just a sport. So if we want to change for 2027, that needs to happen pretty soon, because you've got your penalties, yes or no, replays, but it's finding time then for the replays. And you have to think of the club player, the county player, and also this commercial aspect of it as well.
The commercial aspect is something I find really fascinating. Sorry, Susanna, you were going to say something there.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, is it just me? This is going to be a controversial hot take, I feel. But is it just me who feels that replays are less exciting? I obviously haven't experienced them because I don't watch that much GAA. I actually did watch the Cork Limerick game, though. I was in a pub in Wexford and it was fantastic. The atmosphere was just absolutely incredible. Anyway, that's a side note. But I just think like that was such a great thing to watch, and it was so exciting. And even though people have been saying it wasn't the best game of hurling ever, I just thought the whole atmosphere around it, everything about it was fantastic. And I don't know, I feel like if you try to replicate that again, does it lose a little bit of its like oomph that it's, whoa, this is a final, we've been preparing for this day, like wow, we've had this in the calendar, like I don't know, does it lose a bit of that like kind of excitement?
No, I would fully agree. I think that's kind of ties into what I was about to say. I feel like for so long, the argument for for replays were that it's so financially important for the GAA. But like, as you say, Susanna, the feelings that playing in that watching a provincial final, you know, on the day, getting it decided on the day. I mean, I'm sure when you knew that you'd won, you know, for the first time in what, 8 years, Cork haven't won in quite a while. Yeah. Like that sentiment and that kind of emotion that after so long, like the 70 minutes of normal time, the 20 minutes of additional time, all the stress of the penalties, you know, it's such an emotional kind of outpouring that I feel like is so special in sport.
Yeah, it's it was incredible. Rob, thanks for the DM, Rob, said the game has to end on the day of the final. The penalty shootout resentment comes from us hating soccer. As a spectator, you fight tooth and nail for a ticket and it does so much for the game for it to build for 90 minutes. I understand it has to end with penalties. I understand it hurts to end with penalties in such a soccer way. But after the Munster final, you go home knowing what tickets you're buying next. And it might sound outlandish. And he goes on to talk about other variations we could try. I think we'll save that for a bit later. But we talked to a woman, Noelle, as well today in Dublin, and she had similar thoughts on organising ticket prices, you know, from such a practical standpoint.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at it in terms of Premier League, with soccer, etc., I think it's kind of a good fair way, especially if they're going into overtime, then literally penalties should be the deciding factor.
So instead of like a replay, you're not fond of bringing the replays back?
No. I don't think we should.
Even for an All-Ireland final?
I don't think. Because if you genuinely look at it in terms of, I know if it was me, I am a Kerry woman. So if I was actually going to Croke Park, I had arranged accommodation, etc., you know, and then suddenly it's been replayed 2 weeks back down the line again. No, I'd much prefer I'm there to support to the bitter end that day. And I think we should get a result that exact day. I think particularly with finals.
Yeah, she was one woman. She was very passionate about her Kerry football, which is what we were asking her about specifically. And it was interesting to hear kind of, well, first of all, she was echoing a bit of your argument, Susanna, but it was interesting to hear that from somebody who kind of would have grown up with replays being so common. Like we've had, as I said before, this is such a divisive topic, we've had so many comments on both sides of it. Like just to take a couple more we've had from online this week, Michael on Twitter, who said, penalties are fair, both teams get 5 each. Don't forget these are amateurs and I'm sure each one of them would prefer finishing on the day. They have lives as well. And that's kind of building on what Noelle said and building on what you were saying earlier on about knowing when your fixtures are, you know, and especially for kind of, I mean, even if you are knocked out pretty early and you don't have a club match till the end of the summer, it'd be nice to be able to plan a holiday. Like I'm sure there's pros and cons if you want to be playing, but even so. And we have a rather long comment from Pierre on Instagram, fantastic name, but I want to read it out because I think it ties in here. Penalties are fair considering they involve genuine skills in hurling. And that's a bit of a controversial point because some people would argue against this. What I feel people have a problem with is the way the whole season is set up. Penalties would not exist if there was space in the calendar that would allow replays. I think penalties are exciting, but the idea of a replay goes even beyond that for a fan. Both Cork and Limerick would be absolutely boiling this week if there was a replay in Parky Keeve this weekend. The whole city would be shut down for Saturday or Sunday. As fans, we want replays, but the difficulty of the calendar makes penalties fun too. Now, Susanna, I'd love to get your, I think, input on this because it's kind of the opposite of what you said, you know, that and what I agree with, that one kind of win on the day, big final match is kind of what fans want to see. But Pierre is there saying, you know, we're denied of bringing a really exciting replay down to Cork.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never watched a replay, so maybe, you know, maybe they are even bigger and better than what I watched the other day. But I saw a lot on TikTok of people saying, oh, you try to do a replay, then, you know, you can't win. The GAA can't win. They'll turn around and say, oh, the GAA are money grabbers. And they just want us to pay an extra 20, 30, whatever, how much a ticket is to go again. So like I saw a lot of people being like, you know, there's really a no-win solution, but I can see that being the case. Like this isn't just, people have spent a lot of money. They've put a lot of effort into getting to wherever they have to be that day for the final. Okay, maybe for the Munster final, they've traveled less far, but in other scenarios, they have to travel a long way maybe. And you're asking them to take time out again, do that again, pay again. And then also you're asking the GAA to put everything up again. So I don't know. It's hard to say because I've never seen one, but I do have a question on, he said at the start, like penalties are a skill. And it's interesting. A lot of the hurlers that I've heard come out about this in the past week or so have kind of said, you know, we don't train for this. We have never trained for this. So why are we doing it? Is it just me? Or is it a strange thing to ask, why haven't they trained for it? Because like in football, for example, they'd do that once a week. They'd be practicing their penalties. So, and it's been since you said 2021, 2022, since the penalty shootouts have come in. That's 3 years ago. You know, why aren't they taking this on board and practicing?
Yeah, it's just to get back to the replays, I have to say, Cork lost an All-Ireland final in 2013 to Clare in a replay, and the replay was very exciting, you know, so it does sometimes live up to the affair. But in terms of skill level, so it's different for soccer, Susanna. Like in hurling, only the free taker ever really rises the ball without putting it into his hand. So like if you're not the free taker, you're not practicing that lift and strike ever really. Like there's kind of no point. And yeah, they've been in place since like 2021, I think, a club scene anyway. But Cian Lynch didn't even know that the Munster final was going to go to penalties. Like they're such a rarity. We were all shocked when it came on. You just assume it's going to be a replay. So I know you take them for fun at training, but you never, unless you're the penalty taker, the free taker, you're never putting much thought into them. And like that's where a big problem is coming into it. People are saying it's not a skill, and it would be different if you could lift the ball and catch it, because that's the way six attackers, two midfielders, anyone, they're going to attack the goal like that with the ball in their hand. And whereas it's real like free taker skill not to catch the ball.
And this kind of deciding a match is a debate in a lot of sports. I mean, the Roland Garros final in the French Open in tennis this weekend went to a super tiebreak in the fifth set. Now, for anyone who doesn't follow tennis, this means that it got to 6-6 in the fifth set after hours of playing, over five hours. I was watching it on my phone on the train. And then I was watching it on my phone walking through the city. And then I was watching it on my phone on the Lewis. And I bumped into so many people. I apologize. But so it went to a super tiebreak, which meant that it was 10 points. So it's the first to 10 with a gap of 2 points. But this super tiebreak and the idea of a super tiebreak only came in 2019. For years before then, it used to be that if it went to a fifth set for the men's or a third set for the women's in a Grand Slam, you would have to win by two clear games. And that's what I kind of, I grew up watching this. That's probably why I love it. You know, everyone's favorite music is what came out when they were 12, and everyone's favorite sporting, you know, everyone's favorite player is who was playing when they were, you know what I mean? So I grew up watching this and I loved it. I think it's a really different skill set than the 10-point tiebreak. If you need to win by two clear games, it's such a difficult task, whereas the super tiebreak is mentally, I think, a lot more draining and you're a lot more panicked and a lot more on edge. So it's a whole different skill set.
Why did they get rid of it?
So Susanna mentioned this the other day. That
goes on for days.
Yeah.
Can go on for days. So I don't know what it was, Eve. Was it in, what did we write?
It was Wimbledon 2010. There was a match between John Isner and I'm going to pronounce his name right. It was against Mahut in Wimbledon in the first round. And this match went on for 11 hours and 5 minutes over 3 days, with John Isner eventually winning 70 games to 68 games in the fifth
set. That must have felt amazing when he won that final game to go 2-up after 3 days. Like, can you imagine? You'd actually collapse.
He did. And he lost the next round like instantly because he was just so exhausted. And so that's like in tennis. And then you look at soccer, football, and we're talking so much about not only penalties, but replays. Like penalties in soccer, they're always going to be there. They're part of the game. That's fine. In replays, the FA Cup has scrapped replays this year because they're saying that players are overtired. And then you see players going on very long post-season tours of Asia for friendly matches, but we'll ignore that for a second. They've scrapped replays, which is, I believe, really financially hurting lower league teams. So it's kind of the opposite nearly of what, or it ties into what we're saying about the GAA. But having talked so much about replays, having talked so much about penalties, what we need to look at, or what a lot of people this week have been looking at, is alternatives. And we chatted today to two very big GAA fans, two little young girls, Quiva and Farin, and here's what they had to say.
No, not really.
And why do you think that?
Because I think just like it's more of like a soccer thing, and I think it would be better to like a point out or something, like from the 45 line or something like that.
And do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Do you play GAA yourselves?
Yeah.
Have you been involved in a penalty shootout yet?
Yeah.
And did you win or lose?
We lost.
So you think it's something that's more in tune with the actual game would be better?
Yeah, definitely.
They were so cute. and they made great points. Sorry, Susanna, did you want to bring in another
Sorry, they do make great points about how they maybe need to change from that kind of penalty shootout style to something different, which I'm sure you guys are going to come on to. But just going back to the tennis and the football thing, I think it's really interesting that although maybe we're not a, or you're not a huge fan of the tiebreak in tennis, they do follow, it's this weird mathematical thing where basically they follow something called the, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it, but the Prouhé-Tu-Morse mathematical constant, which basically means they go A, B, B, A, B, A, A, B, I think. So one person serves, then another person serves twice, then it goes back to the first person to serve twice. And it basically means that their level of luck is 50-50, their chance of like winning the tiebreak. And a lot of people have said in football that the fact the team that goes first, I think, is like a 60% chance of winning, or it's the other way around or something like that. But basically that it's not fair that they go 1-1-1-1, if that makes sense, and they need to change it around and bring in this mathematical thing into football. And I think whatever sport, it's such a random thing to think about, but it really kind of blew my mind when I saw it, that in whatever sport you're taking penalties in, surely you make it as fair as possible. Like, there's already so much controversy. This tiny little switch would help. I don't know if it would change the whole thing, but it would help a lot, I think.
Yeah, because fairness and the idea of fairness is what kind of we were asking people this whole week, like, are penalties fair in the first place? And when you have them in, or you have a tiebreak in like football or tennis, you need to be thinking of those methods to try and even out the odds. But I guess what we're talking about with hurling and with Gaelic football is a more kind of existential question of should penalties even be a thing? Because yeah. What Quiva said there about maybe taking, you know, on the 65 line, would you be more in favour of that?
I don't know. Sometimes it's like, you have to look at it as like people say, oh, penalties are too cruel. You know, they're too cruel a way to lose a match. And like Susanna said earlier, like that last ball that went in Dara Fitzgibbon's 65, that could have very easily gone into the back of the net. And that's just as cruel as losing on penalties because, say, it's a fumble by the keeper. So you need to look at it from those two point of views. Yeah, a penalty is a cruel way to lose a match. Would a 65 competition be just as cruel, but there aren't two people involved? I don't think the 65s would be a better option. I mean, at least with the penalties, you've got the keeper involved. You know, the keeper doesn't get a chance to shine a lot of the time, especially if the play is up the other end of the pitch. But I definitely think something like the playing an extra 5 minutes and you have to win by... We had a couple of different suggestions. We'll play one of those voice notes in a second, but you have to win by... two, maybe in hurling more than two, because you can get a point so quickly in hurling. Like,
but in terms of what you were saying about the different kind of methods that we can do, like trying like first to 5 points or something like that, like that, there's been so many ones bounced around this week, so many suggestions from different people, and it does seem like people are eager to have a way of deciding a match for a winner on the day. But with this being the first top tier level match going to a penalty shootout, I think either we need to get used to it or it needs to be changed, because what should have been just a jubilant occasion for Cork has maybe been slightly overshadowed, perhaps, by all of this talk. But, you know, we said at the end of last week's podcast that we'd hoped something very dramatic would happen over the weekend, so we'd have something to talk about. And certainly that was what had happened. So I'm going to hope for another very dramatic weekend of sport this week so that we can talk again next week with as much kind of enthusiasm from the public, which was fantastic today in the rain in Dublin. People were very willing to chat to us. Susanna, you're a legend for joining us from Spain.
You're very welcome. I'm off to play paddle. I'm joking.
I'd love to know your final thoughts. You know, like, we spoke about it all day today, and I think I changed my mind at least 3 or 4 times throughout the day. What are your final thoughts on how it should be resolved?
We need a winner on the day, but it cannot be penalties in hurling.
Susanna?
I agree. We need a winner on the day. Not a fan of replays. I do like your win by 3. I think somebody else spoke about that. Like, if it doesn't go an extra time, maybe you go to golden goal and you have to win by 3 points. I think that's the way to go. But I'm stealing somebody else's idea.
Yeah, it's like that silver goal idea where it's not the first person that scores. It's whoever's ahead at like 5 minutes of extra time.
Yeah. But I think that's the same in tennis. Yeah. Like, even in the tiebreak in tennis, you still have to win by 2.
Yeah, so you need to do it nearly both ways, though, because if one team gets to play with the wind and it's only one half, like, that's hugely advantageous to them. So you nearly have to play like almost just 5 minutes extra time and
extra time.
Yeah,
never-ending football, never-ending hurling, yeah, never-ending sport.
That's it. You just never want the Munster Championship to end. That's why.
Oh, typical Cork woman over here. Listen, thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Susanna. And we will see everybody next week for another episode of Word on the Street.
Go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah,
I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football, they just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12, I love playing 10, I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. Thank you for all the supporters, thank you for the team, thank you France. Merci la France, merci les baguettes, merci les croissants. Je vous aime, I love you. Hey!
Off the ball, rugby.
This is a big opportunity now for him to silence a lot of critics going into the summer with a bit of a bounce in his step, going to the Irish Tour with some confidence built up, and, you know, really grab that jersey.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.